Something for the weekend on Saturday. Now we're all starting to think about holidays, and Sarah Slattery is the travel expert and she's on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm grand. Now we are thinking about it now, aren't we? Our summer, and you've got some great ideas to help us do our holidays, but do it in a kind of a different way and go off grid to make these special memories. We all have this habit, don't we, of doing the kind of the same-ish holidays every year. This is an intriguing idea, though.
Yeah, I suppose we're all looking for something that little bit different. You want to get off the beaten track. And, you know, look, people will still want to go abroad, of course. But, you know, maybe there are people who want to do their holiday abroad plus a little mini break in Ireland, or those who just want to stay home but want to kind of do something that little bit different. And a good kind of glamping site is a great way to do it. And Further Space are I suppose luxury glamping company, really. They're a micro tourism company and they have 11 different sites across Ireland and the UK, and two new sites in the south. One opened in Wexford there last summer, and one recently opened in Mayo in Belmullet.
Mm-hmm. See, this can be very attractive for families who the thoughts of getting on a plane can be so daunting, especially if you've got a few kids, and even the bringing the luggage and sorting out everything and the hassle at the airport and all that kind. So sometimes holidaying at home and, like you say, the glamping, this could be ideal.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going with my kids, particularly when they were younger. Basically, it's camping, but at least you have your creature comforts, you know. I think the technical term for glamping is glamorous camping, and that's really what it is. You know, you have your phone signal, which kids will want, and adults will want to. I had a look at their pods, and they're really cosy. They're warm. You know, the way you get this feeling of Ireland, of camping or glamping.
Oh, yeah, miserable. You're thinking Father Ted, like, in the caravan, that kind of it. Yeah.
No, they're so well insulated. In fact, sustainability is so important to them that they're insulated so well that actually they really need very little heating. They're kind of warm all the time. And that was one thing that struck me when I was inside, how cozy they were. And they have like a queen size bed. They've like hotel grade linen.
You know,
full size.
Okay, now
shower,
you're talking,
you
know, Sarah. Like, now you're talking, because I think we all still have this image of we're going to be lying on the ground and our back is going to be broken. And when you hit the fourth floor into the 40s, bad backs are a real thing.
No, honestly, nice big bed, lovely linens, and the shower. You know, I even think sometimes being on cruise ships and things like that, and you always have these tiny showers that you're trying to, but they're like full size showers, you know, heated, obviously. So, yeah, you know, you really have your creature comforts. But you're also, I suppose, one thing that Further Space that I found quite unique about them is that their location. So they're not necessarily like stuck in, you know, a few minutes from the big, you know, the biggest town, the Wild Atlantic Way, or, you know, they're really off the beaten track. So I suppose what's important for us as well, for a lot of people who explored Ireland, particularly during COVID, and you may have seen some of the top attractions. You know, you probably went to Doolin, to Dingle, to, you know, Killarney, to the big heavy hitters, Keane Bay and all these kind of places. But, you know, these are in locations that you may not have even heard of. Like, I've been to Wexford, I don't know how many times, and I've never heard of Forth Mountain, where the one is in Wexford. And there's loads of lovely ones up in Northern Ireland as well, near the Causeway Coast. Some have sea views. They're all quite different. One of them actually has a hot tub, so it'd be nice for couples. Some of their sites have like four or five pods. Others have seven or eight pods. So some are pet friendly. You know, they're all quite different, and they all have their own little. So it's worth checking, you know, particularly whether you're a couple, whether you're a family, whether you want something on site, whether you're happy to have nothing there, you know, to just have a look at their website and figure out which one suits you best.
Jeez, yeah, even bringing the dog, that's a great plus, because I was looking at kennels and all that. And number one, you can't get a kennels for love nor money. And then you obviously have to pay for them to go and get their booster shot in the vet and their kennel cough, and all these things add up. And it's not cheap. So, and sometimes you just want to include the dog. Right, so Sarah, where can we get info on all these glamping sites around the country?
Yeah, well, the name of the company is Further Space, and you can see all the glamping sites on their website. And the website is just called further.space.
Okay, Sarah Slattery, travel experts, thank you very much. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.